For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Did you listen to Lala's podcast by chance?
No, but I actually got the cliff notes from somebody.
Yeah.
Like I said, somebody had a cliff note thing.
The Reddit like recap that someone did, right? Which by was horribly, like whoever wrote those notes, I don't know who it was.
But yeah, they got a very bad job. They got annoyed towards the third page where they're like, she was just rambling, didn't know what she, like they said like a line, like, she was all over the place here. I don't know.
And so I listened to it last night and I did understand their frustration. I was frustrated with their notes, and then I realized like why one would be frustrated with taking notes, because I too was like, okay. She wasn't giving a lot of detail.
I mean, we can't expect her.
She'll
get in trouble.
There was this very serious leak anyway. Like we already got like a big bulk of, and Jax. Someone put a muscle on Jax.
Because he's not really giving, he's giving half truths like he always does, though.
He confirmed that Schwartz is the one who got in the fight.
Yeah, but then he made it elude. He tried to make it, that's what I'm saying. He always says half truths. So, like, he gave it to us that it was Schwartz. And so we were all like, Schwartz and Sandoval. That's like, because we just assume it's going to be with Sandoval, right? So he said that purposely.
We wanted it to be.
And he knew what we wanted. And he, like, said, yeah, the two boys. He's so good at that. So he knew what he was doing. And then we find out that it's James and Schwartz, which, I mean, that disappoints me. It disappoints me, but it makes sense. Like, Schwartz would never fight Sandoval. And I honestly think that he is okay with what Sandoval is doing. He's excusing it because he does the same shit, you know?
Yep.
So, I mean, why would he? The only way he would have fought Sandoval is if, actually, there's no way.
She called them, these are scary motherfuckers. She said, there's some scary motherfuckers that we're dealing with. I do think that Tom Sandoval is a scary motherfucker though. That I agree with, man.
I actually, thank you for putting, you're reminding me because I think I would have forgot to say it, but when I was watching the episode, there was a moment that I felt that. And I felt that before and I've forgotten to bring it up. There have been times where I can see him, the real him, when he's arguing with people. He has this like smirk smile. Like it's the coldest thing. And every time it happens, and it's happened to me, I always see it and it goes away very quickly. He did it when he was arguing with Stassi at TomTom about the book thing. And he does this, like when they say something and then it's just like his mask comes off and it's this like really menacing cold smile. It's very devilish. Happened in this episode. I can't even remember where
it was.
It
was the flashback to last season when Lala was like, don't you dare compare Brock to my man, and is then, a stand-up man.
And then he does that smile, like he has this menacing and it's like it's really cold and it really I feel like I see his real face for a flash and it feels very like
it's sinister.
It's very sinister, very devilish. Yes. And I swear, and it happens, it doesn't happen often, but when it does, it's very chilling.
He's chilling. Looking back, because I know we say it 100 times, but when I took notes on the last two episodes of season three and watching the way he lies about Miami Girl and the way he twists the story and derails the conversation. And it is a sociopath in action. And he is a scary man.
He actually does scare me. And,
you know, he scares me.
And I know it's just so easy to be like, Jax is the worst guy that's ever been on Vanderpump. But I really don't think he is.
He's the number one worst guy.
Sandoval really is. Like, he's so much worse than Jack.
Dangerous. He's dangerous.
He's so dangerous.
He flew
dangerous.
Under the radar. He manipulated everybody. That's what makes him so sneaky. And now I take back what I said about how I wouldn't be surprised if Jax had bodies buried in his backyard. I wouldn't be surprised if Sandoval does.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't be buried in his backyard. He's too smart. They would be like, he would dispose of the bodies perfectly. We'd be the
you know where
crime.
It would be? You know where it would be? It would be at Schwartz's house because he would set him up. And Schwartz would take that fall for him because he's just
he'd be up, like, oh, man, that far up his ass. I don't know. Like, guys.
Like, man, I didn't bury the bodies. I knew they were, I thought they could be there. But
on that note,
I didn't know
on
for
that
sure.
note, let's roll the intro and get into this episode. That was so bad. It's so true, though.
Here at She Speaks Bravo, we believe that Bravo TV is a great form of self-care and therapy. Look at me. I've been using it for over a decade, and I am a complete mess. That's me, by the way. I'm Emily, and I'm your host on this journey.
What is this, honey?
I love that.
If you're not already subscribed, get subscribed and hit that notification bell because I'm releasing new episodes at least 3 times a week.
Clip! You fool!
That's my opinion!
I talk Bravo, I talk true crime, and sometimes I talk a little scripted. So whatever you're here for, I hope you enjoy the show.
So the only other thing I got from someone who I trust very much, shout out Linz, told me to listen to the episode. I have a hard time listening to Lauren. I decided I'm going to start calling her Lauren. I got a lot of heat for calling.
Rachel.
I don't really know if I want to give this person any airtime because she came. I didn't see the review. I didn't even want to look, but she came for me all crazy on TikTok. She wrote a comment.
Really? I didn't see it on TikTok. Okay.
I ended up deleting it, but she commented, "This is the worst Bravo recap podcast. The host takes herself so seriously. Go listen to Sup and laugh your ass off." And I was like, I like Sup too, but why you gotta hate on me?
Yeah, that's so rude.
And she wrote, "Aren't I allowed to have an opinion?" I'm like, but that's not even like, this is, why do you need to do this? So we had like this back and forth and she was like, "And you're misogynistic." And I was like, well, that's, how does me taking it too seriously, but then also being misogynistic, those don't sound like, that's not comedy.
Yeah.
Like, okay. What are you talking about? And then she ended up, we went back and forth enough where she was like, "I will be leaving a detailed review on Apple Podcasts." I haven't even,
oh, God.
I haven't even ended up checking it because I'm like, I'm sure she did. I'm sure she did.
Oh, Lord.
But I've seen the comment enough on social media and I just forget that Lala's name is Lauren just because we're not calling her that frequently enough.
Okay, so I disagree with calling Lala Lauren, and this is why. Lala, we already knew Lala's name was, that was a nickname. People are allowed to have nicknames, and people are allowed to change their names. We knew that was a nickname for Lala. She has never hidden the fact that her name is Lauren.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Rachel is...
Oh, I see what you're, I see
deceptive.
The argument.
And she, the whole thing is, the whole reason why I feel like people are calling her Rachel is because she's been so deceptive. And this is just another thing that we're,
oh, and
like
we had no idea her name was.
Yeah, she never, like, she never shared it with us and she doesn't have to, but I think it's because of the rollout of how deceptive she's being. We're like, you know what? We are unveiling all your secrets. Hey, Rachel, like, and it's a thing. So I'm not giving any, like, I'm not going to, if Lala wants to be called Lala, I'm going to call her Lala. Okay. And Rachel is a piece of shit, so she is going to be called Rachel for me.
Okay,
do you? Fine. I'm gonna continue to call Lala Lala.
How about I do this? How about I call Raquel and Lala Lala? I'm just gonna drop the Rachel because then I can play fair, and I'm sick of getting attacked.
You're
just tired
you know
of
what?
It.
Can I say Rachel?
You can say it. We'll balance it out.
Oh, that's a fun. I'm gonna say
you'll be
Rachel.
Bad cop. You'll be bad cop. I'll be good cop.
It's okay. I already got called evil. This is my villain origin story, guys. Thank you for that, commenter. I'm embracing it.
Yeah, there we go.
Really quick before we move on. I love that we're both wearing black. You always wear black, but I am wearing black. And
ooh, it came already
about her.
Oh wow, it already came.
I know. So that guy,
fast.
I know. I also wanted to point that out, that I literally ordered it last week, and I had no idea how long it would take. And I was hoping it would be quick, and it was quick, because I saw a lot of people get theirs, but they're like people who I feel like might have gotten sent PR and stuff like that. So I wasn't sure if they got like expedited. So yeah, it comes fast.
Let's not set everyone's expectations there. That's not up to us.
Oh, that's, I mean, well, for me, it came fast.
It came fast.
But so, I'm also in, I don't know where their shipping thing is from. I'm in LA and they live in LA. So I don't know if their facility is here.
Let's not, because Katie already said, sorry for the people that it's taking a while.
Oh, so, really? I didn't know that. But yeah. Mine so came fast. And I really. Yeah. Fast. And I tried to track it and I didn't see a tracking thing. And I was like, oh, my shit's not going to come for weeks, but it came today and I was so excited. Yes. Right before this taping.
That is perfect timing. But yeah, if anyone's been waiting a minute, they had so many orders. So
I'm happy for them. Fear. And now Ariana has her stuff that dropped too.
And that's amazing. So they are making money off that merch. I have merch in the works too.
Oh my God. I can't wait. I'm going to be like fucking rocking that shit.
Of course we both will be.
I'm everywhere. It. I love it.
Yes. It'll be cute stuff too. It'll be like the phrases like love you mean it.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, I was like, when are you going to do merch?
Yeah.
It's
finally time.
I love merch. I love merch.
You do. I love merch.
I love merch. I'm so excited. Can you get one? Oh wait. No, that does not work. I was going to say wine glasses. That would make no sense for you.
Yeah, we could.
Okay.
We could. We're going to do coffee mugs that have.
Oh, I would Bravo love a coffee mug.
Because that's one of my phrases.
Wow, I'm like already like,
yeah,
gonna buy everything.
Yeah, I'm really, it's gonna be fun. Anywho, but Lala's stuff was very, like, she gets to Lala. Like, some of it, she's like, mm-hmm. You know how I am, you know, because I don't want to act on my thoughts because I'm going to catch a case and I don't want to go to prison. Like, she starts to talk like that. I'm like, okay, Lala, have you ever because she admits that she's never actually been in a fight. And so I'm like,
that makes sense.
That also makes it silly that you act like you always will hurt someone.
That actually makes so much sense to me. She definitely is the type of person that is like, bark is bigger than her bite. Like she acts so like confident that she'll beat your ass that, and she does it to the right people. She's like me. I've never been in a fight, but I had a moment in my life in my like early 20s when I lived in New York, where I was dating someone that was like a more like street or whatever. And I was like, I could beat people up if I, I don't know what I was going through. I was going through a moment. I was like drunk and I would try to pick fights, but I like with people that I knew wouldn't fight me.
That was like,
I've never been in a fight before in my life.
In Jersey, in Jersey Shore, when Mike, the Situation would like pick a fight only when the guys were around so that they would like hold him back.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's so annoying because like he's like, I'll get you. But like waiting for them to be like, no, Mike, no. But then they stopped holding him back because they're like, what are you going to go do? Go ahead.
Yeah. That was my era of when I was watching like Bad Girls Club and all that stuff.
It was wearing
stuff.
Off on you.
Yeah. And I'm just like, I thought it was so fun to like pretend. And I'm like, what am I going to do in a fight? Like, I've never been in a fight in my life. Yeah. I'm from a nice Jewish community. Like,
you're like, check yourself.
I went to Catholic school. Like, yeah. I've never been in a fight.
Yeah. Lauren from Utah. Come on now. Sandoval, though, she says that he was trying to throw all the things at everyone to make them look bad, which tracks in every way. He's, you know, she said he would do that. So he was trying to throw things at them. Can't wait to hear what they were.
Oh, yeah. I want the raw footage.
Yes. I want it uncut. I would spend top dollar to get the full unedited. They would make a pretty penny.
I guarantee like every single person would buy it. Like,
think Everyone. Of the money they could make off that. My God. There was a cut scene that didn't make the show that Lala said that she told Raquel that she's like, she apologized. She basically was doing step work where she was like, she's like, I replay the way I've treated you over and over in my head and apologized. But then I don't know who her sponsor is exactly, but it's like she doesn't quite understand, I don't think, what the step work is. Because then she's like, you can pull whatever you want. Like, well, you did this and that when you were sober. I don't give a fuck what you think when you're not in the program. This isn't for you. This is for me. I don't give a fuck what you think about me. It's like, okay, but you still are supposed to keep your side of the street clean. The point is, it's amends. You have to change your you have to like keep your behavior in check. You can't just be like, I said I was sorry.
Yeah. And I think, so, I mean, I've never taken the steps, but like, I just feel like that doesn't mean the person has to be okay with it.
Yeah, no, right? in fact, they don't have to be. And in fact, they are allowed to say like, and there is an element of it. There is an element of it where the person is allowed to come back and you're like, look, I did my part. I kept my side of the street clean. But the point is, you keep your side of the street clean.
You can't do the same behavior and be like, well, that was the then point. This is now. It's the same. Well, you're still doing it.
Yeah.
You're still doing it.
I don't really understand. But anyway, it's kind of neither here nor there at this point. And so Lala's other thing was that she's used to being like the mouthy one at reunions and people being like, Lala, stop it. But at this point, no, it was like, everyone was like, go ahead, Lala, get her, get him.
Yeah. I mean, I can understand, like, I do think that they went into this reunion, like, yeah, we're going to talk about it, but they're also on this show. So they, you know, they got to like make sure that they get their camera time too. Their stories are important as well. But I think Rachel and Sandoval have this way about them that like, they're so arrogant I bet you they just walked into the room and with such like, you know what I mean? Like
no remorse.
And
Tom,
it just
especially Tom's like, what do you want me to say?
Yeah. Like I can just imagine how Tom walked in. He like walking in like he's fucking Mick Jagger, just walking in like, hey, hello. Like, fuck, like, who are you?
So watching season 3 made me realize that he has this pattern. So in season 1 of Vanderpump Rules, there's the cheating allegation against Tom, and Kristen was supposed to like not get back together with him, but she does. And they have this whole us against the world thing going on.
Yeah.
Then he gets with Ariana and it's very much us against the world thing going on. Yes. Now he's got this us against the world thing going on with Raquel.
You know what? You're so right. And again, like, you're right. He has a playbook. Mm-hmm. And it's really easy. And that's one of the plays is us against the world. Then it's, he has a pattern of how he gets with them initially. Like it's, you know, the sneaking around situation. Like it's like, it starts small, like the kiss with Ariana when her dad died. And then it, you know, lays dormant until he then takes it to the next step. And it's just like, and then he comes to the reunion with the next girl. And then it's just these patterns that he has. And I can see him being with Rachel for another 6 years, just like he was with Ariana, until Rachel grows up and she realizes that she doesn't need that. And then he'll get bored of her and do it again. He's probably never going to get married. He's probably going to just keep doing this until he dies.
Which is why that bullshit about how he wants to get married and have kids and like putting it on Ariana. I'm like, I never saw him as that guy.
I don't buy
it. He never came across as that guy to me. I'm like, you don't feel traditional to me at all.
I bought it initially. I did. I really did. He fooled me. Just like fucking Jax did in the first season. But as their relationship developed, it felt like a way to
make her feel bad.
Yeah, exactly. That is exactly. It felt like you're not letting me have this and making us feel like Ariana is just like depriving him. And he's just so loving and wanting to just be with her.
Yeah. And I'll sacrifice that for her. But one day, you know, I'm going to want that. So
I think the biggest thing for her was she just really did not see herself having kids. And, you know, that is like how some people are, like, they don't want to get married, they don't have kids. And that's completely fine. Like everybody is, you know, that you do not have to conform to social norms, But I'm interested. I am interested to see now that they're not together anymore. And if she does move on with someone else, if it was just Tom, because like I have a friend, because I mean, it might just be she really doesn't want that. But I have a friend who was like very like adamant. She never wanted to get married. She never wanted to have kids. And she was in a really, really long-term relationship. Then she broke up. And then all of a sudden she started thinking about these things and she realized it was the person she was with. And that's not to say that that's for everyone, but I am curious. Like sometimes you shut down to some of the things because you're like subconsciously, you know, that is not the person you want to be tied down to forever with like marriage and children. That's a big responsibility, but we'll see.
Sorry, my cat is doing the cutest fucking thing right now.
What? Let me see.
She's in the window.
Let me see it.
So, you can like, damn it. I hate when they move. I hate when you're about to take a picture and they move. They do. Why do they are a picture ruiner.
I try so hard to be like National Geographic with Penn and like try to get it. And I'm like, oh my God, please stay there. I just need to get the phone.
Like, yeah, I know. There. Yeah. And like you like just move slowly. You're like, I'm moving. I'm walking. She was like, she's laying in the windowsill and she was like just letting the sun bask in her face. But then she saw me and she looked towards the camera and ruined it. What has mommy told you? Stay still. I'll send you the picture. It's not as good. Damn it.
So
Penny, we're never going to get work like this if you don't listen. Okay. Take direction.
you're going to start putting your cat like in cat modeling.
I'm trying. I thought for the longest time I was like, I'm going to do a whole Instagram page for my cats, but it's way too much work.
I have an Instagram for Penn and I got it when I first got him. I haven't up to date that in like a year and a half.
Yeah, it's so much work. I'm like, forget it.
I was like, oh, he's gonna have one. It's gonna be so cool. Yeah. And I was like, I like started trying to make friends with different like dog accounts and like I would talk in his voice and it became exhausting. I was like, what am I doing?
Whatever.
I literally would talk in his stuff like as if I was Penn. I was like, what is that? I am not this person.
Yeah. And like I've gotten attached to some animal accounts. Like Fat Cat Harvey. I was in love with Fat Cat Harvey and he passed away recently and I legit cried.
I think I did know. I think I have heard of that account.
Yeah. He was rescued in Hurricane Harvey and he was an overweight, like obese cat that they like, you know, tried to get his weight under control, but he was still fat. And he passed away like all of a sudden. Around Christmas time. And I mean, I straight up cried. So you can get attached to these online animals.
Yeah. There's the podcast that I listen to, My Favorite Murder. Mm-hmm. They have they always have their animals like around and like their sign off is like, Elvis, do you want a cookie? And then you hear him meow. Aww. And he died like almost like probably a year and a half ago. And I like cried.
I would cry too. Yeah. You get like, it's too much. I can't. Because then you think of your animal dying. That's why you cry.
I know. And then I just start.
And then you look at your animal. You're like, now I'm crying.
And then I'm like hugging Penn really tight. And he hates that. And I'm like, let's just be here forever. I did that last night. I looked. He was like so cute, like laying on his back. And he's been sick for like 2 weeks. And I feel so bad. But then he's just like so much more cuddly. Though when he's sick, but I'm like, don't want you to be sick.
I hate when I do that. I hate when I just let my mind for no fucking reason travel to the place of when you die.
I can't I do that. That's like
why do I do that to myself? It's so stupid. Okay, let's get off this topic because we're gonna start crying. randomly. Stop it. Okay. Stop it. Let's just recap the episode. That's where it just came
all
from.
Right.
Let's recap the episode. Moving on. Okay. For the third week in a row, I tossed out an unopened bag of pre-chopped Brussels sprouts, a container of pre-chopped butternut squash, and a little bit of my soul. I just don't like being in a kitchen. This is why I need Factor. I need America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit. I need those delicious chef-prepared meals delivered straight to my door. And I need to get it together. It is the end of March, and it is time that we start thinking about looking good for the hot summer months. My sister's wedding is in August, and they've got over at Factor that calorie smart plan with meals at around 550 calories or less. And that's what I'm signing up for. If you are like too busy to cook or just hate cooking, and I can cook for the record, I just don't like it. With Factor, you can skip all of that. You can skip the cooking and the chopping and the prepping and the cleaning up. Their meals are never frozen. They're super fresh. And I have tried so many meal delivery services because I've been on a mission to not have to cook food for at least 2 years. And I found Factor's meals to be the best by far in terms of taste and satiation. Is that a word? And I'll tell you why. They're dietitian approved, so they're nutritious. But the dietitian ensures that there's all the ingredients you need to feel full. I discovered Factor when I was keto. That didn't last very long, but that's how I discovered it. So keto is an option. And for my vegan veggie babes, they have that too. There's also Protein Plus. There are 34 meals to pick from each week, so you never get bored. And they have breakfast options. So there's eggs and smoothies, plus snacks. You can add on snacks. I love snacks, need snacks. Anything that keeps me from ordering takeout, because takeout is expensive and Factor is like a fraction of that cost. Plus, Factor is ready in 2 minutes, as where delivery can take sometimes over an hour. And I'm embarrassed to admit the amount of times I check that tracker. And for my veggie vegan peeps, like I said, there's a ton of options. And let's say you find one of those vegan veggie meals that sounds delicious and you're like, man, I wish I could add some protein to it. You can. That's an option too. Factor is like the easy, kind of lazy way to eat clean. You just pick your meals. They get delivered to you. They're delicious. You heat them up in 2 minutes. No prep, no mess at the end, and you're done. Head to factormeals.com/SheSpeaks50 and use code SheSpeaks50 to get 50% off your first box. That's code SheSpeaks50 at factormeals.com/SheSpeaks50 to get 50% off your first box.
Was there a Watch What Happens Live?
No, what is with the programming on Watch What Happens Live? Like,
I was confused.
First, we had Captain Lee on Monday, and I'm like, so no Summer House people were available? Like, what the hell? Yeah. And then nothing was, what was Tuesday? Nothing. I mean, I don't know. Maybe just taking a little break or something.
Because the reunion was probably that draining. I did hear he had to physically step in. So
I know. I actually love when Andy has to physically step in.
Because I do too.
You realize how short he is compared to the rest of the people because he's like little itty bitty. Like, okay, guys, stop. I'm like, Andy should never have to step in. Security should be there.
And then security had to come because he couldn't even handle it, which was like, I was like, was it like Teresa style when she like fucking like body checked him?
I think it's really funny when Schwartz is the one that has to be held back and that Andy's like unable to hold Schwartz back.
Well, you know, the thing is, it's like Schwartz has a temper. Like we've seen it. Like he tries to pretend that he is so nice, but he's not so nice.
And no,
we
see
that in this episode, actually.
Yeah. We do?
I just feel like the way he was acting at Sheena's surprise engagement or whatever party, he was just being a little much for me.
I already forgot.
Okay.
We'll get there. I'm like, what was happening?
Toward the end.
Forgot about it. All right. We'll get there. All right. Dude, opening shot, James working on his music. I love DJ James Kennedy feeling his own music. It never gets old. It never gets old. I mean, I don't
and
really.
And the ball's a liar.
Yeah. I don't really necessarily like love the way DJ James Kennedy like formats his music. I'm a big house head myself, like old school house music. But I'm old school house. Like, and if anyone out there is over the age of 40, they know what I'm talking about. And they know house music. Like, this is like old school back in the day club kid, good house music.
Okay.
DJs and stuff.
I got you.
He does like very formulaic, like start the track, build, drop the beat and do it again 5 more times. And that's every song. And it's like, okay, that's literally how everything goes. But watching James feel his own music is very entertaining. That's why going to James's show, like seeing James perform at Sandoval's show, was like, this is what you do. It's his performing that's fun to watch.
I definitely
gets the crowd all hyped up, and you're like, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely think out of the cast that has pursued music, I think James would be like my number one, mm-hmm. because I just feel like he's like consistent.
Yes.
He's the most consistent.
Yes.
I actually think that he does really pursue it. So that I give respect to that. 100%. And it's, you know, like, I think it has something to it. I do think he has a future in it. Lala will be number two. Lala's definitely number two. I think she
has some bangers together.
Yeah. I think that she's really good when she's doing it, but she's not consistent enough for me. You know what I mean?
No, she hasn't put out music in quite a while.
Yeah, but like we would love to hear from you, Lala. Let's make some music.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
End of list. I wish you, if you guys aren't watching the video, you're missing out on Peel's face. End of list. All right. That's it. I will say, hold on. I will say Sheena and Lala's like special track they did.
Oh,
like
a boss. Promo thing.
Like a boss. That was good. It was only a minute 30 seconds. It was funny.
That was fun.
Good. That was good.
Yeah.
What was that for? A movie?
Yes, it was for... It was for Like a Boss, the movie.
Is that the name of the movie?
Yes, it was the movie with Rose Byrne and...
Oh, that's right. And what's her face? Tiffany Haddish?
Yes, and Tiffany Haddish. I actually watched that movie. It's okay. But
yeah.
I mean, I would watch it again. It's like definitely one of those movies that I would watch if I checked in at a hotel and it was on TBS.
Oh, fuck, you know what I still haven't seen? Scream.
Are you kidding me?
Will you see it with me?
Yeah, I will.
Okay. All right. Well, you have to make a plan to go see it.
I'm down to see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually did want to see it again. So.
Okay. Sheena. Okay. Real quick moment that did you catch this? Sheena and Brock, they're at their house. She's like, that seating chart did look incredibly stressful when they showed the screen of her. So, okay. I did understand her stress later when James was like, can we just please? She's like, okay, I don't think you understand what my seating chart looks like.
It's not just pull up a chair.
It's like I have to move cells around and like add in like, okay.
It's not that.
But they talk about how Raquel's like walking down the aisle with so-and-so and then sitting next to so-and-so. And these are like all people that she's been
hooking up or flirtation with.
Yeah. And Brock goes, she's got quite a little roster racking up.
I love that. Was really good, actually.
I know. I really can't do an Australian accent usually. I got lucky there.
That was really good.
I know. I nailed it. I'm not going to be able to do it again, though. That's the only time.
I know. It's because I said something. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you messed it up, Pia.
Sorry. You're going to be like thinking about it. You're over.
I know. I'm not going to be able to get it. But okay, James's place. His dad is there. Allie's there. Allie's like, I'm going to go get ready. And James like, I want to see what you're wearing. So make sure you come out and let me see what you're wearing.
I mean, I get it. He's like, listen, this is your initiation. This is like they're auditioning you.
What is she getting ready to go to? Oh, girls' night.
And he needs this to go well because he knows that they don't really, because of Rachel, they're not really inviting her a lot of places. So if she can make a good impression on the core four, she's good.
Yeah. The core four.
So, and that's actually something that was in Scream 6. Sorry. That's why I said that.
Oh, okay. His dad is a horrible influence.
Oh, I know.
listen.
I feel like he was drunk in the scene.
He always talks like he is, right? It's always like slurry, and he's like, it's impossible not to DJ and not drink. I didn't see you as having a problem. Binge drinking is a rite of passage.
You know, it's sad because that is why James is the way he is and why he struggles, because he had two parents that were very much telling him what he was doing was okay. And thank God now his mom has gone down a better path and she is being the voice of reason. Like, so now he literally has like a devil with his dad on one shoulder, right? And his angel mother on the other shoulder. Like, he bad. Needs, I kind of feel like he needs to cut his dad out of his life.
For real.
Or just at least until, unless he, cause he's not encouraging him to be better. That's the only reason I say that. Like, he has somewhat of a problem, and having a parent tell you it's okay to do the problem that, I don't know. No, toxic parent. He's a toxic parent.
Very bad. And so I don't take anything he says. Well, he's like, I didn't see you marrying Raquel, but I see you marrying Allie. I'm like, well, that's a bad sign. Any instinct you have, I'm not taking to heart, because, sir, bye-bye.
Yeah, and I don't even believe he thinks that either. I feel like he's one of those, I feel like that's where James gets his pettiness from. And I feel like he's like, he knows that it would hurt Rachel, this new Allie girl. So he's just all for it. Like, he plays these games. It's probably what he did to James's mom. Like, he's not for me, this man.
Nope, not at all.
Man is not for me.
Not for me at all. Over at Schwartz and Sandy's, I feel so like this GM is me. I have been this man. Oh God, I've been this man. So they're going to do a tasting, a food tasting, but he's also like, have you guys locked down the cocktail menu by chance? And they're like, yeah, we have this piece of paper with writing on it. And he's like, okay, so I just need glassware and final pricing, name, so I can put it in the POS system. He's like, I can't write in shark drink in the POS system.
Yeah.
Because let me just explain how hard it is to input shit in a POS system. You have to put the name of it. You have to put the price of it. But then you have to put all the modifications in there. Because if you're the server ringing it in, you're going to come up to that fucking GM and be like, I want to put no whatever, and there's no button. And you're like, oh, perfect. You want to know why? Because I didn't have time to put it in the POS system.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
He's playing all this stuff through his head, but they're like, I don't know, dude, just put it in there. So he has to then also go in and add the modifications for any upsell liquor. So there has to be a button manually inserted in there that he has to do for every single cocktail.
And the thing is, I get Schwartz not really thinking about that. And
exactly.
Sandoval has even said that, like, when we had Stassi's event, like, that was his big thing. Like, Schwartz doesn't know the POS system. But Sandoval does. He very much knows what he should be the person that to really like taking totally. That the POS stuff, because he knows exactly what you would need as a bartender, as a server, what things that would come up in a POS system. So
exactly.
I don't think they need to be going to this wedding. They have stuff to do.
They have stuff to do. And they're leaving. He's like, oh, I can't believe you guys are leaving for 2.5 weeks.
Why are they going for so long?
I was like, yeah, I thought the same thing.
First of all,
they said 2.5 weeks, right?
I don't know.
Did I see that wrong? Did they say a week and a half?
I don't know. But like, even that's too long. They
leave for 5 days, guys. Five days.
They
max.
Actually need to go for the weekend. Because if they're opening the restaurant, I understand they're in the wedding, but no, there's going to be like the welcome day. Then there's going to be the rehearsal day. And then there's going to be the wedding. And then you leave. You don't get the luxury of having a full vacation.
You need to be stressed out 24/7, just like this poor guy.
You get 3 days. That's what that should have been the compromise. Yes, you're in the wedding. So you say, I'm going to go for only 3 days. I would have gone for the whole time, but I'm only going for 3 days, the three important days that for the wedding party. That's it.
Yeah. Katie shows up. I was like, oh, okay, Katie.
I know. It's so funny because we didn't get that in between where they make up. Like, so we're just like, oh, okay.
I was, very happy to see her, obviously, but it was all right.
It was jarring. I'm glad that they showed us the text messages.
And like, even the text messages, they weren't even really that explanatory.
Yeah. Like, I was like, we missed a chunk of time like that. I know Katie, Katie was not going to just off of those two messages. That was some screaming phone calls. That there was a lot more.
The text was just like, you know, hey, Bubba, we're cool, right? And she's like, I will be having fun in Mexico with Christina.
I love Kate. I'm sorry. I am so team Katie going to Mexico.
A couple people have said this to me, and I now get it way more, that the reason Katie wanted to stay at that resort was for filming purposes.
Yes.
I don't know. And you know me, I usually think in those terms. I didn't even think of that.
Like, why is she like, she's not missing out. Like, remember Stassi not going to freaking Sheena's wedding? She missed 3 episodes.
And they just had to shoot to her in her sad apartment. Like, we look like losers.
I don't blame her. And they weren't being that nice to her. There was no reason for her to be like nice enough to give up her accommodations for someone who had poor planning. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
So Greg's wife is there also. Greg, I guess this is what Greg offers. Is a total like upscale food tasting situation. He was like alive bringing that food out.
Oh yeah,
out
he
to
was
them.
So cuz he was it was such a I didn't expect Greg to be the person bringing the food out, because last tasting he was just sitting there. I think like this is what Greg wanted. He broke them down to the point where he was like, I'm going to get to make all of the final decisions. Like he was like, I think this is a menu I wanted.
I think he was not, I don't think he approved of having that chef.
Oh, you think they changed the chef?
Either they changed it or he took over the kitchen more.
I think he took, I don't feel like they changed.
They couldn't have changed. That would have been too much money. But he's taking over.
He's taking over and the chef is probably stressed out.
Yeah. Chef Frankie's back there pissed.
He's a shoe chef right now.
I guarantee he is fucking pissed. Chef Frankie's back there like, this isn't even my menu anymore.
Oh, yeah. He's like, he completely was like, this is the menu that he had a menu the whole time in the documents that Greg had a menu and he was waiting. He was like, this will be it, and gave it to him.
Oh, no. This is like a war in the kitchen right now. Chef Frankie has been pissed that he had to even make this food. This is not his food.
Oh, yeah. No.
How is this Schwartz and Sandy's? This is nothing like we've been talking about. I have to kind of agree, though, other than that corn dog, a bunch of the other food, I was like, but how is this? Because I'm assuming they wanted Schwartz and Sandy's to be like. This is like almost Mediterranean.
I feel like they wanted Mediterranean
influences.
Bar food meets upscale food. Yeah, upscale bar food. Yeah.
Which is literally every fucking goddamn restaurant.
It's true.
It's like every restaurant's been doing that. When people say that, Craig and Austin opened up a restaurant like that in New York. And I'm like,
is it open?
Or they were opening.
Okay.
They were investors in it. They weren't like, it wasn't like their specific place.
Okay.
But it was like, I don't know. I read a thing about it and it was like, you know, mac and cheese upgraded. I'm like, oh my God. So like everything that everyone's been doing for the last 5 years.
Yeah. What, do you put some lobster in it?
Exactly. Mac. I'm like, everyone does that.
You can get that at the Belmont.
I feel like that is what everyone does. And so when the corn dog looked cool, I'm like, okay, that I get it. Like, we're getting into sort of that.
That's like
sort
the
of vibe.
One thing that the chef got to keep on his menu.
But everything else, it had almost a Mediterranean type of vibe.
I mean, I like this steak frites that they had.
Yeah.
That was the only thing that I like. That was like, that's probably what
But I'm like, you need a fucking burger on this menu. Like, you
or
need,
like sliders or something.
Yeah, like it's Schwartz and
they probably should get sliders, because I feel like they like
sliders.
It doesn't seem like they want big dishes. Seems like they want like very petite.
I don't know what the fuck they want, because I have no idea what the concept is anymore, because I can't even gather it from the decor.
Yeah, and so I'll never know. Idea.
The name is Schwartz and Sandy's, but the interior looks like, I don't know. So, you know, whatever. Anywho, obviously, when you're at this point where you can't get on board with anybody, you just get so desperate. You're like, open whenever. I don't fucking care. Just
I think he wore them down.
Literally.
And he knew what he was doing. And he was like, this will be, he knows. He knows how to get what he wants in business, and he wore them down. They're anxious to ready. They're desperate. They'll say yes to anything.
He's like, fine.
Great. Yeah. Okay, I win.
Yeah, that's what he meant by this. We have a lot of work to do. He's like, I don't like the menu, and I'm going to get what I want.
Yeah.
This and then all the poor GM, he's like, as soon as I get the names and pricing, I can put them in the POS.
Oh, he, that whole time that they're eating, I feel like he was like, no one say anything bad about anything. Just please say, yeah. Everyone love everything. He's everyone like, love everything.
I don't have any time. I have no time. The please, food especially everyone. Is the worst because then you have to put all those mods in. He's like, I want to kill myself. Allergy buttons, like everything.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to me right now. Preventative care. You need to be using products that prevent damage, that prevent aging. That is why you need Kitsch in your life. Kitsch has all the products that keep you looking young, that keep your hair silky and healthy, that keep your skin healthy and youthful. Let me tell you about it. They started in 2010, female founded, self-funded. They sold hair ties door to door. With that hustle, they are now sold in over 20,000 retail locations. But what made them so amazing is they created revolutionary products. They figured out that regular old hair ties were creating so much damage in the hair. And then they took it and they ran with it. Now they've got satin pillowcases, caps, eye masks, and that is vegan satin, cruelty-free. Hello. They also do shampoo and conditioner bars, bottle-free beauty, so great for the environment. I never even thought of that, but hello. What they're most known for are their heatless satin curling rollers. You can say goodbye to heat damage. There are literally TikTok videos of people tossing out their $600 curling irons for these things. And the amazing thing is they are a fraction of the price, only $18. Kitsch also has those quick dry hair towels and the classic hair ties. I found Kitsch many, many, many years ago when I discovered that pillowcases that come like in your sheet sets can damage the hell out of your hair and cause wrinkles. I've never looked back. And that's when I discovered that hair ties hurt your hair. Kitsch led the way in this revolutionary discovery, preventative damage. That's all I can say. Once the damage is done, there's no turning back. Right now, Kitsch is offering our listeners 30% off their entire order at mykitsch.com/shespeaks. That's right. 30% off anything and everything at mykitsch, spelled mykitsch.com/shespeaks. One more time. mykitsch.com/shespeaks for 30% off your entire order.
The girls' lunch. Everyone's like, well, not everyone. Sheena and Ariana are like, I did check with Raquel to make sure it was okay. We invited Allie. And then Lala's like, I don't fucking care about what Raquel thinks. Lala, they talk about the pool party and Lala reminds them that Raquel called her a mistress bimbo because Sheena's like, I think she was standing up for herself. Now, in case you guys missed it, it has been confirmed. Reality Bites podcast, the producer over there, JJ over there, said that Raquel and Sandoval had sex for sure, 100%, in Sandoval's car the night at, or I'm sorry, in Ariana's car. In Ariana's car, which Sandoval was driving that night after Guy's Night. So Guy's Night was before, obviously, the pool party. So at that pool party, Raquel is calling Lala a mistress bimbo as she's standing there having had sex with Ariana's long-term boyfriend.
Yeah, this is why I'm going to continue to call her
Rachel.
Just the audacity. This is why I'm continuing to call her Rachel. Like, I'm sorry. The audacity. The audacity. Even the things that we found out today. The audacity.
Wait, what did we find out today? What did I miss? She spent the night at his house. Their house.
Like, yeah, that's just like so, ugh, low class.
Doesn't even shock me a little bit.
It doesn't at all. I sent you a voice memo yesterday saying.
Pia called it, you guys. So Pia went. she voice noted me, and she goes, so I'm out walking Penn right by Raquel's house, and I thought of something. I thought, you know what? Ariana is filming her Lifetime movie. I bet Raquel is over at Tom and Ariana's house because she's out of town. And sure enough, confirmation, she was spotted leaving Tom's house this morning, having had a sleepover.
I felt like I had a vision. Mm-hmm. I immediately voice memoed you. I was like, she is for sure there. Cause I'm like, I mean, he was ballsy enough to do it when they were together, when Ariana and him were together, and have Rachel come in and to the house. Why would he not do it now? And you would think, well, because, you know, he probably understands remorse. He has no remorse.
He has no remorse. So in fact, there he feels justified.
Yeah, I actually think, yeah, I feel like he has made it very clear that it's like, this is my house too. It's like 50-50. So he can do whatever he wants when she's gone. That's what I feel like his mindset is right now.
Yeah.
And it's so, the thing is, it's so unnecessary for Rachel to go to his house and shared house with Ariana. Because Rachel has the apartment that I walked past.
Yeah.
That she lives by herself.
Go that to that apartment.
Go to.
Yes.
Like, no one's saying, like, you guys can't be together, but why do you have to do it like this? It's just very mean. I don't understand why they're doing that.
Yeah.
It's very disrespectful.
Yeah. Go, Tom, you can go over there to her.
Go
apartment.
To her apartment.
Yeah.
Like, that's. There's no reason to do that.
Tom is like, it's my house. Because that's Tom has everyone close to Ariana, that the sources close to Ariana have confirmed. Kristen's confirmed it, that he's like, I'm not leaving. I'm not. Yeah. He doesn't give a fuck how uncomfortable Ariana is. He's like, it's my house. She can leave.
And the thing is, it's like, first of all, Tom, really, it's Ariana's house because you put a lien on your house to open.
Yes.
So honestly, it's really Ariana's house. You are a renter.
Fuck. Yeah. And another thing, I forgot to mention this. Lala said this on her podcast. The reason there is any hate towards Rachel and not just purely focusing on Tom, because, you know, the only person who can break up a home is the person in the home.
Yeah.
Is because Rachel, I'm calling her Rachel specifically for this reason right now, is because she was friends with Ariana and did all of this deceiving. That's why it's like, how do you guys not see that's the betrayal?
That's what I don't understand.
How do you guys not think that that's shitty?
That's why this is so crazy to me.
It'd be like me and Pia being friends and me having an affair with Sean, her long-term boyfriend, for months.
Are you doing that?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Can you guys imagine them being like, only give Sean hell? Only Sean is the one who gets hell. Emily doesn't get any hell.
Like,
what?
I'm on Emily's podcast every week.
All the time. We're close friends. We talk on the phone all that time.
Yeah, like, that would be crazy.
That would be crazy, you guys.
I almost want to make it a drinking game or whatever for this episode. How many times Ariana defended Rachel in this episode?
Totally.
Because they are good friends. They're good. They're not just castmates. They're friends.
Yes.
She was very much a part of her everyday life. Mm. This was a betrayal from both people.
Yes.
Yes, Tom. Yes, I agree. Tom owed Ariana far more than Rachel ever did. But Rachel did owe Ariana something. And she, from her own mouth, Rachel, because it can't even be like, well, maybe Rachel didn't feel like they were that close. Rachel has said that she felt Ariana and Sheena were her closest friends and that they have always been welcoming. And that's those are the people that she finds to be the closest to of the cast. And she said it on the day that all this dropped. The day. Kate's close, guys. Like, I can give you so much literature on why you guys are wrong of why.
Oh my God.
I can make a dissertation. I can have it be published because I have verified facts. So stop it.
Yes. Like, we hate Tom. Don't get us wrong. We hate him. But, like, I don't understand how you don't think Rachel should get any hate.
I want the smoke for both of them. I hate them. Equally. Actually, hey, to be honest with you, as much as we talk about Rachel, and again, I have to reiterate, we are kind of forced to talk about Rachel a little bit more because she is the current drama on the current season, and we're recapping the current season. So Rachel is coming up a little bit more than Sandoval is for me because we're having to recap the episodes. However, I hate Sandoval far more than I hate Rachel.
Far more.
Far deeply. And I think you'll really find out about it, how my deep hatred for Sandoval is when we get to the reunion. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. He is going, that is when he's going to get, he got dragged at the reunion. He hasn't even begun to get dragged by the fans yet mm-hmm. when that reunion airs. So just guys, it's a slow build. Don't worry.
And we haven't seen enough of him on the show, but like once there's more content to make, it'll be
made. Yeah. Like you guys have to, there's,
we just don't have the content to pull.
Besides the pool party scene, like we really haven't had enough to talk about yet for him. So mm-hmm. It's coming. Be patient.
Yeah. They talk about how James is obsessed with getting Allie that invite to Sheena's wedding. And
he is
obsessed. And it's because he's like, he knows it's because Raquel does not want her there. So Ariana's like, Lisa wants to have a tea. And Sheena's like, oh, no, I have sworn off tea parties after last year. And they're like, no, it'll be fun. She's like, okay, I just don't want to fight with Katie. And Ariana goes, well, wear flats if you have to run. And Sheena says, no one's making me run. That's right, girl. Okay, yeah, wait, shout out to Sheena's amazing, iconic walk and talk post-court interview.
Thank you. Girl, queen. First of all, the outfit was chef's kiss.
Perfection. Sheena. Courthouse fashion perfection.
Sheena. The slicked back low, like pony, flat black glasses. That, like, bitch, you fucking did that. That walk and talk, oh, honey, that was like some like Olivia Pope walk and talk scandal. Like it was so good.
She said, this further proves, I went, oh!
Gagged.
She just had to throw it in. She went, abusive process. I went, yes, that's right. You finished saying all the things you've learned to say. That's right. Get it out. Finish it.
I really hope that Sheena, like we talked about this a little bit offline, but like I really hope Sheena does sue her for lawyer fees, because at least for her lawyer fees. I mean, she could sue her for other things too, and I wouldn't be mad about it if she wanted to get a little petty and tack some shit on there. Yeah, defamation, tack some shit on. Do it. But for sure, she need. I think that Rachel should be paying for her legal fees because it was a frivolous case, and that cost Sheena money. Like she had to retain a lawyer to be able to deal with this bullshit restraining order. From the moment Rachel filed that petition, Sheena had to obtain counsel, and that's so it's not just for the court day. She has to have meetings with her lawyers that cost money. All of that costs money, and I hope Rachel might be having to go to Koreatown. Because she's not going to be able to afford that studio apartment.
For anyone not in Los Angeles, Koreatown is where you move when you just really, you kind of can't. It's the cheapest area to move.
It is.
It's the cheapest.
I live there. Lived there before. It's fine, but it's that's your starter apartment, like where you're like, okay, I have a very modest budget because LA is it's grossly expensive.
Yeah,
to live grossly, and Koreatown is very affordable housing. You know what I mean? It's not a bad area or anything. It's just like where you're gonna like that's usually where you start out.
And they built a lot of like newish apartments too. So like the units are newish with like new appliances, but you're in Koreatown.
Yeah. Like you can like, you'll be able to get like it something from under probably 1200.
Maybe 1200.
1200.
1200. Which anyone who's not in LA is like, that's cheap. Yes.
That's cheap.
That is cheap. Anywho, Katie and Charlie went paddleboard yoga-ing. I was impressed.
Wait, what?
Did you miss that?
I went to the bathroom.
Katie and Charlie, they went and did paddleboard yoga.
I literally didn't see that scene at all.
It was a quick little insert before the Lala Sheena Brock lunch at Rocco's.
Oh, yep. Totally.
Blink and you missed it.
Blinked
totally.
And missed it for sure.
Yep.
It's like, what?
Yeah. I like that Lala has made it clear. She's like, I can't do your bridesmaids event stuff because I will not be able to hide my hatred of Raquel. Won't be. And I get that. I fully get that. She's like, I don't want to ruin your stuff. Like, I can't ruin your
stuff.
And I know.
And it's also, I feel like she's just like, I mean, I'd rather just hang out with Katie. Like,
yeah. Like, that's why I wanted Katie to stay at the same resort as us.
Yeah.
But Brock, this was a... It was a favor that Lala gave to Brock and to Sheena to do all of this on camera.
Yeah. Because
Brock brings up, like, I wanted to say that I heard from my baby's mother, and it was due to the pressure that, you know, you gave me last year about how I've been dealing with my kids. And then Lala admits that she's like, I had no place to talk. Now I realize things aren't so black and white. And she gives him an on-camera apology for how she approached the situation. She cries and talks about how much she thinks Brock is an amazing husband to Sheena, an amazing dad, and an amazing like uncle, I guess, to her child. Mm-hmm. She cries. Then Brock cries, talking about how she's an amazing mom. And then Sheena cries. So
they have gotten so close.
Yeah.
I saw on.
She's living right next door to Sheena, basically. Yeah. In Palm Springs.
Yeah. I saw on Lala's story or Sheena's story, one of them, that they were watching last night's episode together, like with the kids. Like they're very much. I mean,
they live right near each other. Seriously.
Yeah. I mean. Yeah. I mean, I think it's really cute how close their two children are, and like they're going to be like, they're going to be best friends probably for the rest of their lives. So that's cute. And, and then we're going to have another Vanderpump. So it's going to be great.
Yeah.
In like 20 years.
Oh my God. What a crazy thought. It'll last for, you know, we needed a new generation.
There's like the Kardashians. They just like, they're making a new.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think of that.
They're making a new cast for us.
Think of that.
Yeah, Stassi's, and then it actually makes sense because Stassi does.
What's it called? Jersey with Gia and the Giudice girls.
Yes, same. Yeah, we're just making little cat like.
Wow.
Legacy cat.
Wow. Okay. Is that creepy?
No, I love it. I the anticipation for their seasons is just, I can't wait.
Are they going to be annoying though? Because they're like born and bred to do it.
I mean, it's going to be a different type of reality show, though, because now we're like, what are the kids like of reality stars? It's going to be awesome.
Nepo baby reality show edition.
I can't wait. I'm going to be old.
The Hamlin watching. Daughters. The Hamlin daughters will be doing it. Blech. The Umansky daughters will be doing it. I don't want them.
I don't think the Hamlin daughters, because they would be doing it right now. No one wants to watch them.
No, they'll be trying.
I'm sure they'll try, but like
they'll be trying.
I feel like they're not. They don't have it. Like I'm sorry, Rinna's like can't. Like they just don't have it.
They've been trying. How many times have they leaked that there is a Hamlin family thing going in the works?
Uninterested.
They have tried. They tried to leak that so many times. Page Six is literally Rinna's best friend. Page Six has leaked so many of those stories. Like it's in the works. I'm like no, it's
like
not.
Is it? Like I
no
don't
one's
care.
Working on it.
Like your husband does not want to do this.
Right. All right. It's Lisa's house, and it's actually not a tea party. It's Sheena's surprise bridal party. And then Sheena is like, I'm only half surprised because I figured out my sister's car was right
like,
there.
Guys, that's the first thing you have to do. Like, hide the car.
What are you guys doing?
Hide the car. Like, everyone knows that you're supposed to park far away. I mean, I don't know how logistically that is.
And I was wondering the same thing. Like, how would they hide? I don't know how Villa Rosa works.
Yeah, I don't know how. It is a gated community. So I don't know, like, you can just, like, park anywhere you want.
You would think Lisa would have, like, she's had to have done so many surprise things.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't think that. I think Lisa
Lisa didn't really care. She didn't care. I don't give a shit, guys.
Yeah, she's like, I just want to make sure I'm in one scene.
Lisa's, like, perfectly medicated. She's like, what? What is this again? Yeah. James and Lala have, like, a little talk about why, like, she's like, you know, Sheena likes Allie. Like, you should ask again, like, if she can come. And she's like, oh, wait, is it because Raquel doesn't want her to come? Did I just nail it? James goes, yes, you nailed it. Are you Dr. Seuss or something? Dr. Seuss.
I laughed so hard when he said that. I thought he was hilarious during this whole
I love talk the glasses. With him and Lala. The glasses that he's wearing are like perfect for him. Dr. Seuss, like,
why Dr. Seuss is all this because of that.
Why Dr. Seuss? And then he's like, should I propose to Allie in Mexico?
Okay.
But then I forgot, like, he's like, but you know, it's like a little payback for the engagement party. And I was like, oh, I forgot about
See, again, that. This is why you're so right about, like, little, like, sneak peeks of episodes, because they don't give you the context. Because we're all like, they made it seem like he was so serious.
100% serious. Yeah.
And it's like, no, he's saying that because it's funny. It's a ha ha funny, like Teresa would say, ha ha funny.
Laugh, ha ha.
Like, it's because they did that to him. That is a funny joke.
Yeah. And I completely forgot. And I was like, ooh, they kind of fucked up by doing that because, yep, we'll get to that later.
Yeah, we will. That was so good, James, though.
Yeah. There's a quick shot of James swinging on that little swing that Ken installed.
I remember when he installed that swing.
Me too. So, okay. Tom Sandoval and James are playing ping pong, and Schwartz and Raquel go and sit on those little lounge chairs right behind them.
That this was what I was talking about with Schwartz. He was just being so extra in this scene.
Oh, I didn't pick up on him being mad, though.
No, sorry. I didn't mean to say mad. Like, I guess.
Oh, that's how you really set that up here. You gotta realize that, right?
I think you made it seem like
we were gonna see glimpses of him, like, wanting to buck up and fight someone. And I was like, when the hell did we see that?
Okay, I do realize how I set that up.
I was like waiting for it. I was like, where's the part we're gonna see?
I do realize how I set it up. I think I meant his energy. Like, he's just not like the nice guy that he, like, he,
oh, okay.
I
felt like he was in, being sneaky, that's, sneaky. Yeah, dark, like,
I felt like he was, like, intentionally being kind of a dick.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But I do see how I set that up, sounding like he was going to be aggressive, but it's just like, no, like, I just, like, this is, he's not the innocent, nice guy. Like, don't be like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I felt like he was going out of his way to be very flirty, which also still makes me feel like he might have known about Sandoval and her, because it felt like he was putting on a performance.
Like, I also would like to remind everyone, Raquel slept with Sandoval at this point.
Right. That's why I'm saying I almost feel like I'm starting to feel like with Schwartz's, because he's not a good actor either. And I felt like this whole Rachel and Schwartz scene felt very performative on both parties. And I was like, what? This doesn't even feel like real flirting. It felt like a show, that they're like, this is theater for, like, I'm going to be your distraction. It really did. It really did not feel real.
I got a different impression from it.
Okay.
The impression I picked up was that she was trying to make Tom Sandoval jealous.
Okay.
And Tom Schwartz is just such a, attention. He just, likes getting attention that he was reciprocating.
Okay.
And likes to play, like, innocent back later, like, if James were to say something.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be like, what? I was just like, whatever. I didn't get that Schwartz was intentionally deceiving, but I could also see that too.
It was just like the way that they were, I don't know, something about the conversation.
I got deception from her, but I felt like she was doing it intentionally to sit where she was because Sandoval was there. And she was like, mm-hmm. Let me sit here and let me flirt with your friend because she's trying to get Sandoval to, like, leave Ariana.
I can definitely go with that narrative, but something, both it was off. It didn't feel somebody, it did not feel like two people really flirting. So someone in that, it either felt like one person in that was like putting on a performance, or both parties were putting on a performance, but there was a performance happening.
Well, 100%,
let me tell you,
from Raquel.
100%.
Raquel. 100%,
definitely from Rachel.
Yeah, like 100% from her, because she literally is like lounging there hoping Tom is like watching. Like, she just,
and that, yeah, that is true, because that James was playing with Tom.
Yeah, that,
he was the one he was playing, so they were like, so Tom was in her, they were like parallel.
Uh-huh. And she literally was like, I'm gonna lay here with my
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Bit. Raquel's confessional is creepy. She's like, shorts and I have gotten tighter, and who knows, maybe we'll be tighter. That sounds like vaginal tight. Bitch, I need you to shut the fuck up. Did you just laugh at her, Pia?
No, I'm laughing at you.
I was like, how dare you laugh at her fucking line? I was so mad.
No, it was gross. Her line was gross. I'm not a fan of her this entire episode.
Oh dear. I was like, we don't laugh at her lines.
First of all, I don't think that she's made me laugh ever.
I know, period. Like in none general, of her, like not once in the past in the history of time.
No, like going back to the girls' lunch that she had, and Lala was so right. Like, she has these things that she formulates in her mind, like how a conversation is going to go. And if it kind of
doesn't, she
goes off rails.
Circuit.
Short circuits, and it's so true.
When they flash back to her being like, Lala, she can't say it.
She does short circuit. She does. She reminds me of a fembot from Austin,
yes,
Powers.
No, but like literally.
Yes.
Literally. So James is like getting pissed, and he's like asking stupid like questions to Schwartz about like ping pong rules. And Schwartz is not picking up on it. And then James's confessional, he's like, you look desperate and absurd. Go hit the treadmill, you fat fuck. And then he makes himself laugh. It's so funny.
Because he like meant that too. He's like, I've been waiting to say, he's like, I've been thinking this, but we were friends. And now I'm saying it. And he's like, you fucking fat fuck. Okay, I said it. It's also funny because later on when Schwartz is packing for Mexico, he like catches a glimpse of himself in the mirror. He's like, oh no.
He's like, I would be keeping my shirt on.
It is this all full circle. Also not body shaming. Like Schwartz is, it's fine. He's fine. It's just
we're
all
laughing
funny.
At James.
We're laughing at
laughing
James.
At his own horribleness.
He's just ridiculous.
He's like, I can't believe I just said that.
It's something that he's been thinking about. That's what's funny too, because you know he's been thinking it, and he just finally said it.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Katie, who denied the invitation, is planting things with Christina.
Okay, first of all, I just want to – if I was Sheena in this moment, I would be like, why would you guys extend an invitation to Katie at
Agreed.
All? I'm sorry. You know I love Katie, but that seems inappropriate to me. They're completely in a fight right now.
She's not going to the wedding.
And Sheena literally just screamed around a pool party last week saying, I don't want her to be
literally.
So I don't know why anybody thought that would be a good idea.
Yeah. But Katie's having feels about selling the house. That's got to feel a certain way. Like, you bought the house, you decorated the house, and you're selling it. It's huge. It's got to feel.
And you can't help but feel like you're taking a step back, you know?
Dude.
Like, they're going back into an apartment it's not that they are, like, it's necessary. They'll get another house at some point. Like, you'll just have to do this. This is temporary, but... You know, I can understand. And then, yeah, you made that house with who you thought would be your husband forever.
Yeah.
And that you would have filled the house up with with children.
Yeah. But back at Villa Rosa, James is proving he's not too drunk by balancing plates in his hand on one foot. I'm like, oh dear.
That is also very Dr. Seuss.
Very Dr. Seuss. He is Dr. That's Seuss. Very
Dr. Seuss. I kind of want someone who's really good at illustration, like, to take that still and like kind of make it into a Dr. Seuss cover. That would be awesome.
Ooh, you know who I'm going to send that to? I'm going to send that to Bravo Candy Batch.
Ooh, yay.
She could do something with that. Or she might have already done it. She's super creative like that. But James says, he's like, yeah, I'm thinking about it. I'm going to put some babies in that one day about Allie. And Lisa and Lala, they're like, all right, like, you know, like, you sound like a dictator. And Lala's like, can you say, like, it's not a joke to bring a child into this world. And fucking James, he's like, if Brock can do it, anyone can.
Okay, because that's when I got, like, then I was like, James going a little off the rails for a second. It's like, rein it in, you're sounding, yeah, very Aryan Nation, like, blue-eyed, blonde kids. Like,
yeah, dude.
But then he brought it back and got me with his, like, Brock can do it. I was like, damn it. But we just had that nice scene where Brock, like.
Yeah, no, I felt bad. He's like, look what happened the first time you left the bloody country. I'm like, James, you're not looking like you'd be a great dad right now either.
I know. And like Lala Lala has to like tread lightly because she did just have that moment with Brock. So she's like, I'm not touching that with a fucking 10-foot pole. Like,
nope, we're not doing this one.
I wonder if they even like got to cover that in the reunion. I feel like it's because of everything else. Like, yeah, no one even cares about that comment anymore.
Yeah, they're like, moving on. We have bigger fish to fry.
Yeah.
Okay, so they invite everyone to Schwartz and Sandy's. And
can they,
like,
stop wasting money?
I thought the same thing. Tom Schwartz is like, we're not dipping into the back bar, but we are paying the bartender and the bar back. I'm like, of course you are. Of course you are. Of course we're just bleeding money. Just bleeding.
You guys don't
you
even
clean
open
it up.
And like, stop. Like, you don't need to be the person to host something. They just had something at a house. Like, go to one. You guys, Tom Sandoval, you have a house. You can just invite people back to your house and have you want to have an after party. Like, you don't need anybody. They are bad business people.
So true.
They are bad business people.
I will say this. The only time you, like, if as someone who's done openings, maybe you've experienced this too. If you've been, like, training and doing shit like that all day long, you may stay afterwards to drink a little bit.
Yeah.
But you've been, like, working. You don't just invite a bunch of people to party typically.
Yeah.
I've never seen that happen. But you know what? Never say never. So there you go. James, they do like a cheers. They're like, all right, cheers to Sheena and cheers to Schwartz and Sandy's. We're opening August 31st. And James goes, wait, this place isn't open yet? How many soft openings can we have, right?
It's true. It's like, it's getting ridiculous. Like, I accepted the first two. I understood it. This is too much.
Guys, yeah, seriously. Dude, Raquel breaks the ice with Lala, but Lala is so polite. I was like, what is happening? Raquel's like, I guess I'll break the ice. And Lala's like, how are you? I'm great. Good to, nice. Yes, no, Katie's at home. Mm-hmm. Yes. Nice to talk to you as well.
This is where I can see her actual true friendship with Sheena. I think she's like, I'm really not going to ruin this.
Ruin your wedding stuff. I'm not going to.
I'm
That's
really
my goal.
Not.
My goal
I'm
is
an
to
adult.
Not ruin
I have
it.
A mother. I can be polite to this Bambi eye bitch for a few minutes. I
got
can do
it, girl.
It.
Mm-hmm. I can do it. I'm going to keep it up. Mm-hmm.
I was
and
proud
she
of her
did
in that
a
moment.
Great job. And Raquel was not expecting that. Raquel was like trying to be shady. She's like, I'll break the ice. And she was like, thank you very much. You look great. James approaches Brock and Sheena and is like, so, you know, like, I know you said Allie couldn't go, but like, can she at least go to the reception? And of course, Sheena's like, I'm just thinking about the seating chart. But then James is like, you know, I'm just remembering my engagement party, you know, when you guys got engaged. And even Sheena's in her confessional, she's like, fuck. I can't really say. So they're like, sure, yeah, okay, fine. He's like,
Brock
yay!
Was like, Sheena, we're gonna be saying yes to this because that we got. That's why I'm not a main cast member right now. Not a main cast member because of that.
Yeah. So yes, 100%. Maybe next year I can be back on the show.
I actually think he is doing a redemption tour right now because he just did come off so annoying. And so far, he hasn't annoyed me yet in his small dollops. And he's getting a La stamp of approval. He probably will be on next season. So, I mean, he's playing it right.
Stay in your lane.
Little dollops here and there. Yes, you can come back next year.
Yep, totally. Then Raquel's like, is it true there's an art installation by the bathroom? So I think she's doing it to make Sandoval jealous. I really do. So they go over to the bathroom thing and look at it and then go in the bathroom. And then
I know that whole like, oh, I just have to like use the bathroom, even though there's a girl's bathroom right there. I'm like,
there's a girl's bathroom.
Literally, so. You were actually next to it.
So,
and then you moved from it. I'll just go help you in there. Like, it was all weird. Like, everyone could see you.
Like, what are you doing? And then Brock
wasn't even secretive. Like, everyone, you're like, the bathroom is literally directly where everybody's standing across, so everyone can see them.
And Brock goes, she's on fire right now. Okay.
No.
All right, now we get to Mexico. I love that Katie's literally arriving with them. Like, she's literally with them.
She's fully a part of this whole thing. The only thing she's missing is this wedding.
But Sheena fucking moved her room to – she moved her to a different tower and X'd her off the preferred club list.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. That was pretty good, Sheena.
Yeah, I'm like, you can do that?
I guess she technically booked those block of rooms for her guests specifically. So since she's technically not a guest, she could be like, she's not part of the guest list. So if there is a way to just move her so she's not with our party, like I can see that. Talking to a few managers, shop on Bravo, like move it.
Yep. James is being fucking extra. He keeps trying to, like, make out with Allie, like, off to the sides. Like, oh, no.
He is going to ruin – I can tell she's kind of like, I don't – this is not going to last. Allie, I don't think she has a stomach for
it. She did not realize how bad it was.
Yeah, I don't think she has a stomach for this. I feel like she, like, wants to be on the show, but not as bad as, like, Rachel ever did. Like, I feel like she's like, this is, like, a little cringy, a little annoying. I feel a little embarrassed being, like, this girl. Like, this is why I think that she is much different than Rachel. I think she's, like, I don't want to look stupid on TV.
Yeah, she met him when he was sober, too. Like, she's like, he wasn't drinking when we met, and I was like, cool. Now he's drinking, and it's very different.
Yeah, I can, like, she has not into this whole being embarrassed on TV thing. Mm-mm. She's not willing to pretend it's not happening. Like,
no, not at all. Schwartz tells Sheena that he's got to go off with Katie to, like, have a little post house sale celebration. And Sheena kind of tries to pretend. She's like, yeah, totally. That's totally fine. Totally okay with that. I'm totally, yeah, no, whatever. I'm cool. I'm like, if she wants, she's fucking pissed. She's like,
yeah, because she's already, because like Katie's like, I didn't realize Katie would be arriving with everybody. So she's very much like, she's like in the mix with everyone. And I love that too. So it's just like all this like tit for tat. This is great TV. And this is why we needed Katie at the resort. Mm-hmm. She needed to be there. This is all good television here. Yeah. She's not supposed to be.
It is like, then so to good. Top it off, Lisa calls Katie and Ariana and does like a great lead up, acting like they didn't get the place, but then they did get the place, and then there's like celebration for them because they did get the location, and Schwartz busts out the Patron, so like now Katie's getting good news too.
Yeah,
it's like really, you know, really digging in.
She's like, this is supposed to be about me.
Yeah, totally. Everyone gets to their rooms, and it's so sad because Ariana is like, I'm so excited to have alone time with Tom. He is my prisoner. I'm like,
I'm happy that we have this moment in the show because his narrative is that we don't have sex. We don't do, like, we, no, no, no. This woman was so ready to have a romantic vacation with you.
Oh, God. And they go off and they.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this woman was like, and she outwardly was like, if you're good, we'll push the beds together. Like, she is ready to have a really good time with you. It's you, Sandoval. you have checked out and you have shut her out. Yep. And she keeps trying. She keeps trying. Like, how much, like, what else can she do?
Ugh, bad. Does Schwartz, I think Schwartz has the galaxy light thing in his room.
Yeah, because they remember at the,
yeah,
at they Schwartz and Sandy's, they talk, or at the thing, they talked about it, and she was like, bring it to Mexico.
Yeah, and he has it on.
He did, and she did too.
James, they get to hit their room, and James is like, oh, look at, yeah, because the pool room's so dumb, right, Raquel? Raquel's like, I don't want a pool room. And in Allie's confessional, she's like, why do we have to always bring up Raquel? And it's just like how Kristen always brought up Tom in his relationship. And so, so now he's true. Doing the same thing about Raquel.
Oh, my God. And it's another, oh, my God. James, oh my, mind fucking blown. James is Kristen this season, using Allie to make, you know, piss off. It's not Raquel. That he wants Raquel. The only difference is he does not want Rachel back.
Yeah.
But he does want her to feel how he felt when she ended that engagement.
Yeah. Yeah.
It started off working, and it's slowly not working anymore. And yeah. It's starting to get to him. He's starting to crack.
Yep. I felt bad because at Sheena's welcome dinner, Christina is not invited, but Lala brings her. And I don't fucking blame her for not wanting Christina there. Like, if Christina hadn't extended any kind of olive branch to Sheena prior to this, like, don't go.
I agree. But then I thought about it and I was like, it's not a real welcome dinner. It's because it's the, like, I thought about it and I was like, this is like one of those like fake staged ones. Like, it's not, you know, how, like, because nobody else from her like wedding party or like guest list is there. Well, usually everybody would be invited to that. This is clearly like a setup thing for the cast to film. So that's why I was like, I feel like that's why Lala was like, whatever. It's just like a fake, like, we're just filming, like, just come. And Katie and Schwartz are going to be, because Katie and Schwartz are gone. So she has nobody. I don't think it's not, she's calling it her welcome thing for her, but it's not really. Does that make sense? I still agree. I agree.
Christina has no business being anywhere near Sheena.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. But that was the only thing I was like, oh, because that was my initial thing. I was like, oh, hell no. Like, you wouldn't be bringing anybody to my welcome thing. That's an event on my list. But then I was like, oh, wait, there's no one else at this thing. This is a fake event. So maybe that's why we're doing it. But still, no.
Just
still you were, no. You still were set, no.
Yeah. Like,
it's still a no. Don't get me wrong. But that was the only thing I did notice. I don't think this is an actual real event.
Fine. But Christina, like, you don't even like Sheena.
Yeah. And I also wanted to point out what Sheena said. Like, this is like, I understand what she's feeling because, you know, Stassi and Christina made fun of her dress and then called it the quinceañera thing. And I forgot to mention that when we were recapping that episode on the Patreon, to mention how, like, terrible that comment was that Stassi made, and how, like, no one ever really held her accountable. I don't even think we even brought that up at the reunion.
I kind of forgot that even happened.
Yeah, I remember like hearing it and being like, that's kind of inappropriate what you just said, and a little racist-y. Like, but it's so interesting that I didn't even pick up on that in real time at that time of, like, this was like red flags of like how Stassi's mind works a little bit. Her ignorance.
She doesn't even care. She's like, I can say it. I don't care. Yeah, they also they also left it in, and nothing was no big.
That's what I'm
made.
Saying. It's like, it's so interesting. No one ever, like, no one thought that was like, like, not an okay.
No
thing
one thought
to
that
say.
Was a problem.
Yeah.
And Sheena's like, I didn't say it at the
Sheena
time.
Brought that up so many.
She's like, yeah, I'm half Mexican, and that was offensive to me.
I'm glad. I was really happy Sheena brought that up in the episode, because you know what that was bad.
I didn't know Sheena was half Mexican.
I didn't know either, but I'm not surprised. Sheena always gave me, like, I felt like she had, like, I think it's her mom. Her mom, I think it is her mom. Her mom always gives me, like, something, like, she has something else, like, in her, but her blonde hair throws me off.
a wet eye.
But I think her blonde hair is like obviously not. I don't think her blonde hair is natural.
Doesn't matter. There's wet eyes all over the place.
I'm true. True.
My mom is one too.
Oh.
There's a lot of. I'm half Mexican. We've been over this.
I feel like I forgot though.
Yeah. Yeah. My mom is. There's a lot of German descent in some Mexican families. So.
Mm-hmm.
So that happened because of, you know.
But colonizing. Regardless, I am glad that Shayna brought it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm also thinking this must be when Shayna and Christina Kelly start to connect.
Mm-hmm.
Because they do.
They do connect and they become. Yeah, totally.
So this must be when it happens.
Totally. James gets there and sits down. He's like, well, I already almost got into a fight with someone. And Ariana's like, yeah, I know. And her saying that is all he needed. He's like, but it wasn't me that nearly did that, actually. And Ariana's like, she's like, it was just shitty. The whole thing was just shitty. And James is like, but it wasn't shitty on my part, would you say? And she's like, I couldn't tell if you guys were friends at first. I was like, oh, they're hugging. And James is fired up. None of us know what the fuck's happened at this point. All of us watching are like, what are we talking about? He's like, no, I think you could tell I had no idea who this human was because I had a look of being scared on my face. And now finally we get the confessionals of what happened. Some guy drunkenly went up to James and hugged him. And Lala breaks it down like it was an annoying drunk hug. But James like body checked him hard, which is exactly what James would do.
Yeah.
Because he's probably also drunk. He's clearly drunk. And then James's confessional is he kind of stumbled backwards. But Ariana was like, James, what are you doing? That's one of Sheena's wedding guests. Everything annoys James like to no end. When it's just whatever. It's like I should have backhanded him. Ariana. James. Yeah. Ariana talks.
I think James must have thought that was like some fan that's like. That was coming up or something, and he was mistaken.
Which then body checking a fan would have been good. Like,
I know, right? That's worse, actually.
Yeah. So then Ariana's like telling Tom, like, I love how I'm just like being berated for like, you know, trying to like stop a fight. And James now leans over Allie. Allie is like, kill me. Like, kill me. He's like, I'm not berating you. I'm just asking you. Now, Lala steps in and James goes, pick your words fucking carefully right now. Oh, dude, you're in trouble. Raquel's fucking loving this. Raquel's I know. It's like you're in heaven. I hate that.
He's full Kristen Doty right now.
Full Kristen Doty. Oh, my God. So Kristen Doty. Ugh. So, but then Lala goes, don't fucking talk to me like that. I'll come across the table and knock your fucking ass out. You literally won't.
Okay, now she should never have told us that she's never been in a fight.
Yeah.
Now we're going to all just keep saying that when she keeps saying she's going to beat someone up.
Yeah, because you won't, okay? And then James to Ariana is like, I'm sorry that you weren't on my side. And she's like, not wanting there to be a fight is the only side to be on. And James is like, okay, fine. I defused the situation and chose not to punch this guy in the face. Okay. He hit me first.
No, he did not.
No one hit anyone.
He hugged you.
He hugged you and you didn't like it.
Like, and you didn't have to like it, but you didn't have to body check his ass.
Exactly. And he fell backwards and it was like alarming. Ariana was like, oh my God, James, stop. And then Ariana snaps like, I don't like him doing it and I don't like you doing it. Okay. I was like, yes, we never see Ariana get like this. And then James goes, all right, cool. Way to raise your voice.
Okay. Gaslighting.
Fucker. Allie's in the middle and she's in her confessional. She's like, who is this person I'm dating? I'm like, good, good. Hopefully you get out of this.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll see Allie. Well, you know what?
If he gets sober, she might stick
around. They're still together. She came to the reunion. I saw that she was at the reunion.
I mean, if he gets sober, there's a chance. And then Allie, when he gets up and walks away, James is like, see, now my girlfriend's leaving. I'm fucking pissed. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's their fault, James.
He's really letting Rachel get to him. Like, yep. Like, it's full Kristen when she was letting Sandoval, like,
literally
just permeate her brain. She could not, like.
Literally that. Same exact shit.
It's the same thing. She is, because he was really in control in the beginning of the season. And Rachel finally, like, whatever Rachel's trying to do to Sandoval, it's working on actually James. And it's working really hard.
Dude, it's so true. It's so fucking true. It's fucked up. Damn, dude. Well, all right. We're kind of light on the Vanderpump news today, though. That was kind of, it's kind of nice. Penny, yeah. I swear to God, get down.
Yeah, it was just really Rachel.
Get down.
Being Dude. Caught leaving Sandoval's. And then we had Sheena leaving court yesterday, and that's about it. Oh, I saw that
and
Rachel's
the reunion stuff.
Yeah, and I saw Rachel's attorney also made a statement, which was swag. So I'm not even.
Oh, I guess we did. What we do know is that the Sheena's lawyer statement was that the only thing that did happen was Sheena pushed Rachel, but that was because she grabbed
her wrist,
which is kind of what we like. Predicted.
Yeah, like there was some, we thought it was a little scuffle, but it wasn't
was a
like
little scuffle, but it wasn't like she was like, boom, punch you in the face, give you a concussion.
And the thing is, if it was both people being like, you know, touchy,
physical,
then there's not really.
It's void.
Yeah.
Cancels it out.
It cancels it out.
Don't even. And that's kind of what we thought. Like if she, if Raquel like grabbed Sheena to be like, no, listen to me, which is how I imagine it. Cause as we heard on Jamie All Over, the friend said that Raquel admitted, like, I was wasted. Like, I kind of don't remember everything. So like her recounting the story isn't totally accurate.
Yeah.
So if Sheena hears what happened and is like, oh my God, getting mad, and Raquel tries to like grab her to be like, no, listen to me, which is what I imagine she grabbed her wrist for.
Yeah.
No, listen to me.
And then Sheena was like, get on top of me.
Yeah. And then Raquel maybe like remembers it later. Like, and then she fucking
And then she like freaking pushed my head into a brick wall.
Yeah. Yeah. Like that's it's like, no.
I mean, no, that's not exactly what happened, lady.
No.
But I want to know if she's going to get in trouble.
That's okay. So weigh in, guys. Is filing a false, she filed a police report. No, she didn't file a police report. She filed a petition to get a restraining order. But that's not a police report. Is it?
Don't you need to file a police report so you have that so you can file a restraining order?
I don't think
that's
what
Doesn't
that
all work together?
I don't think that's what she did. I don't know. So weigh in, guys. Any lawyers out there? Any legal experts?
Yeah, and also if they can prove that she's lying, like, would that be? But even so, like, if she,
you know what,
that's still filing a false police report. If you file it with the courts, it's still a court system.
Hold on, real quick, guys. Real quick. Let me check to see if Bravo Docket, because I think the Bravo Docket was going to do an episode on this. And they might have. Let me double check before I get excited. The Bravo docket, legal brief, the VPR restraining order out now. In this first legal brief episode, our short form content, we discuss why Raquel could not withdraw her temporary restraining order before the hearing date and the nuances of restraining orders generally. Okay. I'm going to listen to this episode. I suggest everyone does too, the Bravo docket episode. They may address like what the repercussions could be, because I don't understand it fully. Oh, let's see. We've seen a lot of questions regarding the TRO. For those wondering, the court order is what must be followed. The fact that, okay, that's about appearing at the reunion.
Okay.
Because this isn't a police report. This is literally a temporary restraining order, like, form.
But, like, don't you get in trouble for, like,
file an application for a civil harassment restraining order. It should include the details of what occurred and what relief you are seeking. Here, it is a civil action, so not criminal.
Okay.
So she didn't file a police report.
Yeah, so I guess you're right, because then that would be like she's trying to press charges against Sheena, and she wasn't trying to do all that. She just wanted to restrain. But I just feel like, I guess anybody can like make an appointment to the courthouse. You're just like wasting the court's time, though.
Right?
Maybe it's not like illegal, but it's just like also, it's just rude.
Right?
It's just rude.
It's abusive process, as Sheena Shea said.
Yes, with her umbrella. Yes,
bitch. And then here's the best slay. At the very end, she said, "Drive safe, guys." And she walked off.
I do want her, though, to sue for damages.
Me too. She said, "I want to thank my lawyer. He's been great through all this. We will be having a meeting to discuss our actions."
I like how someone asked, like, "Do you think that you guys can ever move past this and be friends?"
Absolutely. Hail. Not. No, she said, "Hail no," which was a slay in and of itself. I was like, I don't know if you guys saw my content, but it was like a drag race performance. Like,
the
I was
best
like,
performance woo! Sheena has ever done in her life.
I mean, she had some domestic violence organizations that she shouted out. She said, "There are real victims of domestic violence." And I said, "What? Oh, she's not. She's not right now."
She was, I've never been so more team Sheena in my life than when I watched that bitch walk out of the courtroom. Slay.
When this news first broke, we said the way Sheena handles this is going to determine everything. And she has changed her whole brand.
She has.
Her entire brand is revolutionized. Like, it's like, revived.
The way that this season started for Sheena and would have went if this whole thing, like, I'm very sorry. I'm sorry that it had to be on the backs of, like, Ariana being very distraught. Yes. But, like, this really gave her, like, it. First of all, she has solidified her contract for next season. She 100%. Will not be a friend of. She will be a full cast member being followed. And Brock will also get to be a part of it.
Uh-huh.
Like, girlfriend, you're good to go.
Good to go.
She's making amends with Katie at the reunion.
Yes. Yes.
This is how you turn things around.
Oh, my God.
We started this season just fucking hating her.
So fucking mad at her.
I'm talking about, like, Slay, Sheena. Good as gold. I'll fucking bump it. I'll put you on my – you know what? Fuck it. You're going to be on number 3 on my list. I take it back.
She does. She takes it back.
I take it back. I like good as gold.
On that note, let's wrap this up because we can't get any better than that, guys. Love you. Mean it. Bye.
Bye. My God, that was a better buy.
That was a better buy. That was so much better.
I hope you guys enjoyed the show. If you did, would you mind leaving me a 5-star rating and review on whatever platform you are listening? If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget there's the super thanks option down at the bottom, the little button with the $ and the heart. And also I'm on buymeacoffee.com/SheSpeaksBravo if you want to buy me a little coffee or 2 or 5. And my Patreon, that is where I'm covering all of the classic Bravo jams. If you want to follow me over there and subscribe, link is in the description. And follow me on Instagram and TikTok at She Speaks Bravo. And whoever the guest was for today, all their information is always in the episode description. So if you want to follow them and check them out, check there for the info. And any of the sponsor codes that I mentioned in this episode will also be in the description. I love you guys. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And I'll see you next time. Bye.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes. So doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.